ask you to take a step back, because, you know, I think we've all heard a lot about the Peter's courses, and, you know, I looked at the syllabus and at the wiki and stuff, and I think taking the step back, I'm really curious from your perspective what the purpose of this course is, or what the main objective is, because it feels like there's two or three different threads that I suspect will come together at the end, but right now feels very undefined.
Okay. What are the threads that you're...
Well, I mean, you mentioned them at the beginning. We certainly want to be able to more further develop our ability to research, our ability to sort of pose that governing question, I think, the ability to be more reflective. And but yet, that is sort of juxtaposed by all these assignments that seem very specific and very nitpicky to a certain extent.
Specific. They're worded in a specific way.
I'm sort of curious, from your perspective, what do you feel now, maybe having had the course, was really the objective of the course?
I mean, I feel like a lot of the goals are set up in a way, and I had never done research like this before. I feel like this definitely turned me into definitely a more strategic researcher, but also... Strategic, you know, suggests that, like, you just kind of, like, go into it and you know exactly what you're doing. But I also felt like I was able to sort of think against my own thinking. Like, there's a few assignments where you're able to kind of take a step back and go, well, wait a minute. This is kind of what I've been thinking and where I'm going right now, but does that actually make sense? There's, like, a counter D. So propositions, counter propositions. And I think that made me feel much more confident about my work because I was actually able to sit down in a very logical way, say, where are the holes in my argument? And I feel like sometimes in research that I've done in the past, I came up with an idea and I was just amassing information about it. But I feel like here, you spend so much time researching just to figure out exactly what you want to research so that you do find a question at the end that you can, sort of what I was saying before, that you can feel like, okay, this is, I'm genuinely invested in this, and this is actually a really interesting question that I could spend a lot more time in. So in that way, I think that the objective of the course allows you to be more strategic, but also allows you to sort of think around your topic, too, so you're not just, you know, doing some, like, random research. And the reflective practitioner piece is definitely something, you know, I was saying before that I wish I had kept in mind before because I was, you know, if you click on the taking stock, you know, say like my final product shows that or, and there's a lot of different sort of sub-levels that I feel like if I had kept those in mind during the course, I would have said, I would have sort of been able to like, think about what I was doing in more of like a, you know, kind of taking a step back and reminding myself of why I was doing what I was doing.
You mean sort of like mapping your own journey?
Yeah, kind of. You know, I can kind of say, all right, well, you know what? Maybe I'm a little bit frustrated this week because I feel like I got a lot going on and, you know, I got to do this assignment. But if I had really gone back and looked at sort of the goals to become a reflective practitioner, I would have said, okay, that's right. That's a good reminder of, like, why I'm doing this. Because, I mean, some of you are probably taking more than one course, and it's certainly easy to, you know, feel that way at times. I mean, I you know, Peter's really, I feel like, in, you know, my experiences in his courses, like, if I've emailed him or, you know, certainly emailed other people in the class, like, I've gotten a lot of support.
What do you think is what causes a lot of students to get tripped up in this process? I mean, is it just so many processes that...
I think that a lot of people might go into it like sort of, you know, and I heard sort of the stories before I came in too. But, I mean, if you go into it saying like, oh God, Peter is so hard to please and this is going to be impossible and I'm going to have to redo stuff over and over again, then like, I feel like already it's like... just stepping in sort of behind the line, you know. I feel like, you know, he has this whole thing about negotiating power and negotiating standards, and, you know, I think that he's genuine about that. I mean, if you feel like, you know, like advocate for yourself, if you feel like something something has not gone right, but also recognize that, like, perhaps there is room for growth somewhere and you're just not seeing it. You know, I would definitely say this is a pretty big class, but, like, find a couple allies in the class and people who you can literally give something to and say, you know, maybe Peter wrote these comments, like, what do you think he means? I mean, obviously ask him, but use your classmates as allies, too. I got some really, you know, I would do something and I thought it was, like, top notch. And then I would show it to a classmate and, you know, people in PCT, like, we're all really supportive, but people would say, you know, you really didn't think about this, or maybe you really need to look at this. I mean, there was a lot of people in my class that would stay after class was done and have conversations. That's not really my style. I wake up really early, so I'm kind of, like, out of here when the class is done. But I found that over, like, the weekends when I was doing a lot of my work, that's when I would sort of have questions, and I would sort of email them off to people. I mean, yeah, like, the class is certainly a lot of work, and it's a big commitment, but I have to say that I did not think I would get as much out of it as I did, especially going right into my synthesis semester. I definitely, I discovered a lot of my own sort of inadequacies, which was a positive thing as far as research is concerned.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
So, I was not nervous about this class until I
Total wreck now.
Like, are you a super organized person, or did the bulk of this course turn you into ultra organized?
Because you seem so type A.
This young lady.
Well, I can't tell. Like,
I'm really organized anyways, but I definitely was like hearing, like, you know, some of these rumors that this class is really a lot of work and, you know, you might have to take it again. So I kind of just went into it, like, day one was like, you know what? Like, I got my stuff organized. Like, this is how I'm going to do it. And again, only because I was like, I'm hearing these, like, nightmares. I don't want to get into the situation where, like, I'm halfway through the semester and, like, I'm hating the class and I'm not liking what I'm doing. I just wanted to say I want to really end the class in a really positive place to, like, launch myself into my final semester.
I mean, I think that without all those systems of organization, that you definitely would have fallen behind, or it would have been overwhelming for you if you weren't so organized.
Yeah, but that's also me. I mean, I'm an organized person, so therefore I need organization in order to succeed. I mean, there were certainly people who I would deem like less organized than me who like did fine. I just find that there's some things that you could like maybe get tripped up on that might be easier if you like sort of. I mean, and especially when you print out the whole, like, each of the phases, it's, I mean, it's a lot of text. And I think just conceptually for me, it was easier to, like, see it in a binder, like, tabbed out. So if I needed something, I didn't have to, like, go on the wiki and, like, click on this and do this. I could just, like, flip right to the page and be like, okay, that's what that looks like. That's what that sounds like.